May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Guten Morgen. It is a great honour to be with you today, and to have the title of honorary preacher bestowed on me. It is a symbol of our relationship between the two churches, between the two cathedrals, but particularly between the people of London and Berlin. And it is also a recognition of all those who practically support the link between our diocese. Since I was last here in the Berliner Dom, we have seen the outworking of Brexit. We have seen a global pandemic, a cost of living crisis, and fresh conflict in the world. If Luke, the gospel writer, lived today, in our fragile world, I wonder what he would call and discern the signs of our times. Looking at the conflict in Ukraine and elsewhere, he might speak of distress among nations. Looking at the discussions on climate change by global leaders and activists, maybe he would look at where the future of the planet is, the key issue on the table, and he might speak once more of people confused by the roaring sea and the waves. I wonder whether he would further call the long, unsafe, documented travels of refugees as they flee from war and situations of violence in their home countries and across waters as people fainting from fear. In such and similar other contexts, Luke describes, "Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great power and great glory." Such a sign of the Son of Man coming is a sign of hope. Hope for our communities, which are in deep distress and suffering. Advent, therefore, is a time of waiting, but also a time of affirmation that the nearness of God is here. It is a sign and a time of hope. Seeing God in Christ amidst the dirt and the dust of our context, there is a nearness of God's presence among us and amidst us. It is manifest when God in Christ has pitched his tent here. Advent unsettles the notion of a God who is distant, transcendent, and high above the clouds. It discloses a God of imminence, who, as the Son of Man coming in a cloud, has come near to creation and its creatures. The distance between God and creation is reduced in this growing nearness as God's velocity of coming down to earth is accelerated. It is accelerated with the brewing signs of our times today. And this serves as a sign of hope, a hope for our communities longing and waiting for transformation. So Advent affirms the nearness of God's redemption, which calls for repatriation as a way forward. So whilst nations will fall, and we may find ourselves in desolate places with the wind and the waves rising up around us, God is with us, and we should take our eyes off the storm and focus on the hope which we have in Jesus Christ. And Advent reminds us that as we wait, living in hope, not only because God became incarnate in the Christ child, nor simply because Christ promises to come yet again, but because Christ is here in our present. Waiting is always a keen theme during the season of Advent, and waiting well is a skill that we might all learn. We wait for something which is to come, and yet, in a sense, is already here. We wait for the Christ child, for the incarnation, God among us, fully inhabiting our humanity. But we also know that it has already happened. We are longing for the world to fully experience the healing potential of God's presence among us. But it has already started, but there is more to come. Many of us find waiting difficult. We are shaped by a fast-paced life where at least some of our needs are instantly satisfied. Our culture is programmed for 24/7 activity, and we are busy, too busy to wait. Our minds jump from past to future, often failing to attend to the present. By contrast, our ancestors had to be much more patient about many things. Their lives were more closely tied to the rhythm of daylight and darkness and the turning of seasons. Nighttime brought rest, and they didn't eat strawberries in December. We struggle with waiting. To be fair, perhaps human beings have always found stopping, slowing down, and sitting still a bit of a challenge. During the 3rd century AD, Christian men and women began to move to the desert to seek a more challenging spiritual practice. As persecutions and martyrdom of Christians gradually became a thing of the past, people were concerned about becoming too comfortable and spiritually lazy. So there was a movement to the desert, which became more popular. And one of the key themes explored by the desert mothers and fathers was the human condition of distraction. Our inability to focus on one thing and to give ourselves fully to the present moment. They believed that the interior silence and continued prayer helped to focus on what really mattered. That was true especially when the mind wants to run away chasing flipperies. Amma Sintika, one of the desert mothers, she strongly discouraged restlessness, which she saw as a way of avoiding the real issues about ourselves and our relationship with God. She wrote, "Just as the bird who abandons the eggs she was sitting on prevents them from hatching, so the monk or nun grows cold and their faith dies when they go from one place to another." When we flit distractedly from one activity to another, from one thought to another, we tend to live in the past or the future. If we can sit, stay, remain in one place, both literally and in our minds, we have so much more chance of living in the present. That is the deep connection with waiting. Advent is about waiting, living in the present, a place where we can wait for the clamour of the world and our many concerns to recede. We wait, and our hearts calm. We wait to the sense of God's faithful presence among us, alongside us, here and now. The relevance of Advent today is to invoke the nearness of God's presence, redemption, and reign in our context, because the Son of Man has already come and pitched his tent here and now. By rushing on, we miss that truth. Reconciliation and repatriation become key in striving for justice, whether in Ukraine, within our climate talks, or elsewhere in our communities. Jesus in Luke's Gospel explains. He explains this with Jesus' coming with a fig tree. When the leaves sprout, it is a sign of the coming summer. Likewise, the signs of our times are in fact the signs of hope sprouting. For the kingdom of God is at hand. It is near. So the nearness of God in our presence should inspire us to work for justice, to be involved in the struggles of our creation, to strive for its liberation, for us to become channels of the hope that we have found in Jesus Christ. For you are the hope the world is in need of. So this Advent, may each of us find the ability to stop, be still, allow the clamours of the world to recede, and to know God. And may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dankeschön.